This poem is called For the Love. You should only say I love you when it is completely obvious and does not actually need to be said. So I pray to God that I love her until my very last breath. Wallahi, she is perfect. Everything about her just makes perfect sense. And anytime I get lost or confused, she is a true friend. Ever since I was a child, we used to study on the weekends. And I mean, some of the brothers liked her and some of the brothers were obsessed. And at first, I didn't really get it. I mean, what made her so different? And so my eyes were open wide to our sweet romance. And wallahi, she is perfect. Did I mention that part yet?
Brother Bona, he's going crazy. He really needs help.
Please judge me all you want, but keep the verdicts to yourself, because no matter who you love, there will always be obstacles and critics, and good looks aren't everything, but hey, it's all I've really got. And I want to get close to her because she is close to God. So I cry my heart out, I let it all go, cause after every rainfall must come a rainbow, and trying to forget someone you love is like trying to remember someone you never even met. So I can't turn back now, I can't pretend to be ignorant, I can't go around acting like she doesn't have me on lock, has me lowering my gaze, because she is always on top of my mind, designed as a kind gesture to all mankind, so I could still see her beauty even if I was blind, and I believe everything she says because she is yet to lie, and if you could point out a contradiction, I would gladly say goodbye, but you can't, so I can't get her off my mind. No word of a lie, she is a dime, 11 out of 10, amen! I mean. And I love the fact that she always has me thinking. Because to live without thinking is to shoot without aiming. People have a lot of questions about her, and so, you know, I don't mind explaining, because she has absolutely nothing to hide. Her house is your house, so you're all allowed inside. But what bothers me is when people who don't know her talk bad about her behind her back. Uneducated chit-chat, but she is perfect. Why can't you all just see that? Why don't you learn about her before you cast your stones? We never blame love. Even though love has caused plenty of wars, you've never seen the wind, but you still know that it blows. So trust me, there is no point in trying to break up our happy home, because the struggle only makes us stronger. The change makes me wise, and happiness has its own weird way of taking its sweet time. She's my other half, my sidekick on a side. She makes me. We are partners in crime. Where she is, I am not far behind. And if she's in danger, then my life too is on the line. And it's not just a crush anymore. I want to learn everything about her, everything that happened before, to all of her friends and all of her misguided foes. And to be honest, I don't really like arguing about her, because I don't want to do her the slightest bit of harm. And I'd love to stay and entertain your battle of wits, but most of you are clearly unarmed. I love and respect her like I have been taught to love and respect all women. So to you is your love, and to me, it's my religion. Some men manipulate her and use her for greed. Kill in her name, but her name comes from peace. So I stand by her pillars, proud. She keeps me grounded. Reminds me to be humble. Through her are all the answers to every question, even worth asking, and to love her, you must be capable of loving all types of human beings, because they deserve to hear her words and learn of her teachings. She represents what's within all my sisters and brothers, practiced by my kin and praised by my mother. A gift from Allah, sent from way up above. She is Islam. And I am in love.